Okay. Good morning. We are here today, Friday, January 15, 2016, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPA PA 1516, Purestone LLC versus the Guam Economic Development Authority and Chamorro Land Trust Commission. Presiding over the hearing today is Hearing Officer Peter C. Perez and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability is Ashley Garland and Yuka Hechinova. Will appellant Purestone LLC please identify themselves and any institutional representatives for the record?
Good morning, Jacqueline Trelawney for Samantha Stern, who is the president of Purestone, who is the appellant in this matter.
Okay, and will the purchasing agency, Guam Economic Development Authority, and Chamorro Land Trust Commission please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. My name is Thomas Fisher. I'm an attorney representing Guam Economic Development Authority. Also present this morning are representatives from the agency, Ms. Mana Silva-Tyrone, Ms. Gloria Molo, and Mr. Larry Tovis. Thank you.
Kristen Finney, representing the using agency, Chamorro Land Trust Commission. Also present is Mr. Michael Borja, the director of land management.
Thank you all.
Good morning. We've reviewed the procurement records in this case and note first that when the CLTC on December 6, 2015 notified Purestone that the solicitation was void, that it did not advise Purestone of its right to administrative or judicial review. In addition, Purestone was never given the opportunity, therefore, to file a protest. Therefore, there was no protest decision, and therefore, the appeal that has been filed by Purestone at this time is not yet ripe. And the appeal, therefore, should be dismissed without prejudice, and GIDA and the CLTC have an obligation to advise Purestone that the solicitation has been voided and to advise that Purestone of its administrative and judicial rights. And the public auditor will issue a decision consistent with that decision. Do the parties have any questions or comments?
I guess a process question from GIDA. The notification of the ability for administrative review, is that not a part of a decision on a protest?
That's correct. Yes,
okay.
That's accurate.
Okay. Because we have not yet, GIDA has not yet received the protest that brings us here this morning. Although on the 21st, Purestone did file a protest.
Right, but the notification to Purestone, they need to have the notification in order to trigger the time for them to file the protest and then for you to file the decision on the protest. And
so GIDA has to make a decision on the protest.
What we didn't know for sure was Mr. Borja acting alone or was Mr. Borja acting together with GIDA? Mm-hmm. And because, you know, GIDA is the one doing this on behalf of CLTC, so there was also a lack of coordination, it appears, but we don't know that for certain.
Okay. Thank you.
Does Purestone have any comments?
Yeah, just a procedural question as well. We understand that you're finding essentially that there's been a defective notice with regard to the notification issued by CLTC, and therefore you're dismissing without prejudice. Is that right?
Well, it's for that reason and for the other reasons which were stated. The appeal just isn't ripe at this time based upon what the parties have filed or not filed.
So procedurally speaking, assuming all the parties, we've done everything that we're supposed to do administratively, will we be able to refile under the same procurement matter in order to save the OPA and the parties significant amounts of paper? Because I understand the procurement record in this case was voluminous.
Well, this is the only procurement record we've gotten, and we wondered about the completeness of this procurement record. But this is the only thing that has been filed to date, correct?
Yes.
And the agency report was just really a response to it. So whether or not the procurement record is complete remains to be seen because this is all we have. So at this point, this is not voluminous compared to other appeals we've had. And you know that.
I know.
I think you'd have to file a new appeal.
So it'll just basically be a new number, essentially.
Right. There are no other comments or questions. That completes the business of this one.
Thank you very much.
This concludes the pre-hearing of OPAPA 1516, Purestone LLC versus the Guam Economic Development Authority and Chamorro Land Trust Commission. The time is 9:10 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you very much.